engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he doesn't expect a trade war and might go to Jerusalem for the opening of the new U.S. embassy. The comments came during an office meeting with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. The president welcomed him and his wife, touting his decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem.
Many presidents were discussing whether or not to make that decision, and they promised it in their campaigns, but they never were able to do what they should have done.
The president also said he was not backing off the trade issues. Key Republicans are now speaking out against the planned tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. GOP leaders warned the tariffs could undermine recent economic gains. In a statement, House Speaker Paul Ryan's office says it is extremely worried about the consequences of a trade war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The State Department hasn't spent any of the $120 million allocated to it to fight foreign interference in U.S. elections. The result of the lack of spending is that Global Engagement Center, responsible for addressing Russia's disinformation efforts, does not have a single Russian-speaking analyst. In the final days of the Obama administration, Congress told the Pentagon to give $60 million to the State Department so it could coordinate efforts to fight Russian and Chinese anti-democratic propaganda. A 2-year-old girl died on Friday when a mirror fell on her at a Payless shoe store in Georgia. Ifra Sadiq was taken to the Southern Regional Medical Center in Riverdale. She later died of her injuries. Ifra's mother said the mirror was so heavy that she and another relative couldn't pick it up on their own. In a statement, Payless said they're working with authorities to research and understand the nature of the accident and that their deepest sympathies go out to the family. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
President Trump's right-hand man is reportedly upset with two members of the president's family. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is reportedly frustrated with White House advisors Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump questioning what the couple does all day. Sources telling the Associated Press that Kelly is angry with the two, claiming they are responsible for President Trump changing his mind on policies at the last minute. And he also questions what the couple does all day, saying he's upset by their so-called freelancing. The report comes after Kelly did limit Kushner's access to sensitive information following a review of White House staffers' security clearances. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department has approved a possible foreign military sale to Ukraine of Javelin missiles and Javelin command launch units, the latest in a series of moves to help the country defend itself against Russian aggression. The Defense Security Cooperation Agency announced the potential $47 million sale on Thursday after notifying Congress of its approval. Offering assistance to Ukraine as well as pushing back against other Russian moves in Eastern Europe is in line with President Trump's national security strategy. The deal would also provide Ukraine with basic skill trainers from the U.S. and services such as logistics and program support. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good afternoon. The weather today, partly sunny with a high near 45. North winds 11 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 25. North winds 3 to 7 miles an hour. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 45. Light and variable winds becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, rain likely before 10 p.m. Then rain and snow likely between 10 p.m. and midnight. Then snow likely after midnight. Lucky us. Cloudy with a low around 32. Southeast winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch is possible. Wednesday, snow. High near 36. East winds 13 to 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. And new snow accumulation, 3 to 7 inches is possible. Wednesday night, a chance of snow. Good luck to us. Mostly cloudy with a low around 29 and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Thursday, a chance of snow showers before 7 a.m. Then it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 41 and the chance of precipitation is only 30%. And it's going to be partly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 25. Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And we're very privileged to have with us today Dr. Howard Garson, is it?
Yes.
I said it right. How about that? And Dr. Garson is with the Advanced Gastroenterology and Nutrition Department.
Yes,
sir. Okay. I had trouble saying that. Your name was easy, but that. Would you tell people what exactly gastroenterology is?
Certainly. Gastroenterologists specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of digestive disorders. This includes pretty much the esophagus, such as acid reflux, heartburn, Barrett's esophagus, peptic ulcer disease, small and large intestinal disorders, such as celiac disease, diverticulitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and colonic polyps and colorectal cancer period. Also, we specialize in liver diseases such as chronic viral hepatitis and also and cirrhosis, including its complications.
That's a large range of illnesses there.
Oh, yes.
When you stop and think about it, you know, it really is a large range. You know?
Oh, yes. It's,
now, what
very
conditions,
exciting.
You know, that you treat as a gynecologist, gastroenterologist, I'm sorry.
That was my second choice.
Yeah. Which is going to be my next question. How did you get into this line of work? I mean, you know, I ask this of people because in many cases somebody would say, this happened to me when I was like 14 and I always wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or whatever. Me, 4 kids, a mortgage, car payments, taxes, and, you know, I took a job, you know. But I was in it for pretty close to 19 years, but it's just some people have different things. I was just curious how you got to be involved in being a doctor.
Well, certainly, you know, I was drawn to medicine because I like the fact of, you know, problem solving, and particularly in gastroenterology, not only are we able to make diagnosis, we also can apply therapeutics and really change the patient's, you know, life, mm-hmm. and, you know, for the, you know, and their overall prognosis for the better, and hopefully cure some diseases as well.
Yeah, and like I said, the list you gave, there's a large list.
Oh yeah, it's extensive. It's a wide gamut of diseases that we're responsible for treating, and it's very satisfying and gratifying, really, to help these patients out.
And what? Why should someone come to you? In other words, if they, you know, a lot of times people, me included, may have something wrong with them, And they said, you know, I'll take an aspirin or I'll take an Advil and it'll go away, you know. So what kind of conditions?
Well, certainly I think it's important if you notice, as an example, we'll start with a colon. If you notice any change in bowel habits, rectal bleeding, a change in your appetite, weight loss, those are an abdominal pain. Those are certainly telltale signs that a pathologic process or disease process is ongoing and needs attention. Because certainly, as we know in medicine, that an earlier the diagnosis is, the better the outcome and the prognosis will be, and hopefully for a cure.
Right. Now, that would be like a colonoscopy?
A colonoscopy certainly is a strong. Certainly, if anybody has noticed a change in bowel habits and rectal bleeding, abdominal pain, certainly those would be strong indications to have a colonoscopy form to evaluate for a colonic lesion being present.
Well, I know they found very early, thank God, polyps on my colon and removed them. And every so often they call me up to have me come back. Now, there's different ways, I assume, that you can remove issues, correct?
Well,
I mean, what they did with me was they said it was so early in the development that they inserted
colonoscope.
Yeah, right. There you go. That's it. And, you know, and that took the, you know, illness, the cancer away. And every now, you know, so often they can go back and check again and everything's fine. So, you know.
Right. Well, one of the things we know is that colorectal cancer affects about approximately 140,000 people in this country, equally divided among the sexes. And we do know they develop from polyps, what we call adenomatous or precancerous polyps. And we do know that there's a period of time while these polyps are small enough that we can remove during the colonoscopy and hopefully prevent a colon cancer from developing. So it's very important to have colorectal, you know, cancer screening performed.
And I think that what you just mentioned, that it doesn't matter male or female.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times you think of men having to go to get it, but you don't think of women having to go to get it, you know? And that's something I think that.
Right. It's not like a male predominant type of disorder.
Right.
It actually is something that is actually this, you know, it's actually polyps happen equally between both sexes. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that in my own clinical experience as well, too.
Right. Now, you don't do anything with like heart? Or do you recommend to a cardiologist or?
Well, one of the things we mentioned is, you know, we talk about, you know, colorectal cancer. Diet also plays an important role that raises our risk of developing colorectal cancer. They know that processed and red meats that are high in fats are certainly associated with increased incidence of colon polyps and colorectal cancer as well, too. So certainly we recommend, you know, patients ask me after we've done a colonoscopy, what can I do to reduce my risk of developing polyps? I tell them that certainly try to, you know, limit your intake of red meat to perhaps a half a serving a day, avoid processed meats, increase your poultry, your fish, whole grains, low-fat dairy and legumes and nuts, which has been demonstrated to be a healthier diet and in studies shown to reduce the incidence of colorectal cancer.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, it just seems like everything today is directed around better eating habits, you know, eating more properly. You know, 20 years ago, you just, you know, ate whatever you wanted to, you know.
Right. I think what it is a lot of those type of red meats, processed foods, you know, grilled, you know, charbroiled. Mm-hmm. What you've discovered is that actually there's a lot of carcinogens associated with it. A lot of the products are eaten are known to have carcinogens, you know, in them, and we're actually consuming them. And we're really not doing ourselves a benefit. We're increasing the risk of developing, you know, GI cancers associated with it. And we need to pay more attention and see what we can do on our end to try to reduce our risk of developing colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, that's, you know, those are very important factors in our diet. Something, you know, that perhaps, you know, if someone needs additional help, you know, seeking out a nutritionist
right.
that is available at the hospital will certainly help have healthier eating habits, which will lead down the road to, you know, a longevity and healthier life. Plus also, reducing those type of foods, which have been shown to increase cardiovascular risk as well, too. So you're not just hitting your gastrointestinal tract, you're also hitting your heart as well, too, right. and your circulation.
Right.
So it's twofold
right.
benefit for you.
And, you know, like I know I have AFib, and I still don't feel it. You know, I've never felt it. They discovered it when I went for a colonoscopy. And
right.
they hit all these, you know, tubes on you and stuff. And pardon me. And, you know, the nurse said, you feel that? I said, feel what? You know, I didn't know what she was talking about, you know. And so another nurse came in, the charge nurse, and she says, you don't feel that? I says, no, I don't. So she called a doctor in who's since retired who was going to do the colonoscopy. And he looks and he says, you have no feeling of that whatsoever. I told three people now, doctor. I says, no, I don't feel it. He says, all right, we'll do the colonoscopy. We'll worry about it after, right? So after they put me down in the emergency room, and it was the day before my birthday.
Oh.
And
it's a birthday present.
Yeah, right. Happy birthday,
colonoscopy.
Right? Yeah, right. But a happy birthday. Yeah. You got problems, you know.
Sure.
So, and the ER doctor wanted to hold me over, and which, you know, I didn't like, but I would have done it. But it happens that there was a doctor, a heart doctor there, and he was seeing somebody, one of his other patients that happened to be in the ER. And he came. And he, again, you don't feel that. I says, no. He says, well, he says, a percentage of people don't feel it. The palpitations, like right. my heart goes boop, 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 you know.
Right. You may even go in slower. Right.
Right.
Not
right.
quick
and,
enough.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden
appreciate
it beats real fast, two or three times, and then it'll go back to normal, you know, and then, you know, up and down, that sort of thing. So he says, all right. He says, you know, we'll take care of it. You know, he says, you'll start you out on a, you know, pill and, you know, warfarin or whatever.
Sure.
And that's what I've been on, and I just go and I'm fine. I don't, you know, I go to him every, you know, now I'm like once a year. It used to be like every 3 months, you know, and now it's once a year. And in between I go see an AP as a nurse practitioner.
NP, right.
right. And you know, but it's just kind of weird that you go for a colonoscopy and they find out you got heart problems, you know.
But it's happened to me as well, too.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. I've seen patients go into it, have developed an arrhythmia, and we're not aware of it.
Right. And, you know, like, and it's funny because one of the security guards at the hospital,
yeah.
who I know, because I volunteer there, have been for quite a few years, and I volunteer right by admitting where you walk in and the main entrance to the hospital.
Sure.
And so he's a real tall, thin fellow, and I've known him for years. And he has it, and he feels it. And he can't understand how I don't feel it, and he can. You know, I don't know. It's, you know, what can I tell you, you know? It's just I've never felt it. And it's strange because if you don't feel it, you don't know you have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, until something like this happens where it's discovered. And sometimes it... Who knows how many years, you know, if I didn't go regularly for a colonoscopy, you know, they wouldn't have found it.
Right. It was fortuitous that you were actually coming in that day.
Right.
To have your colonoscopy, and this way
right.
they were addressed the heart issue.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, thank God, knock wood,
right.
that
I mean,
everything is fine now. But, you know, it's just the fact that I thought, well, as when I left the hospital ER that night, I said to my wife, I says, you know, it's ironic, or maybe it was fate or whatever, that they found this because I didn't know. I don't feel it. And I've never felt it. I still don't feel it. And, you know, and the doctor says it's, you know, it's unusual. Most people feel it. He says, but there are a percentage that don't. So, you know, but to have one connected with the other, I thought was kind of, you know. It was my day that day, you know, when I got home for my birthday.
Right,
too.
You probably were in it maybe perhaps for a few days and wasn't even aware of it because, as I said, if the heart rate isn't moving, you know, if it's not rapid where you can actually sense it with a palpitation, you may not be aware of it, and you may feel everything's okay. I don't feel that pounding pulsation in my chest.
Right. So.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
And you didn't suffer a complication.
No,
from it.
No, absolutely not. Thank God. What is direct access colonoscopy?
That is a unique program that we've started here in our practice, direct access. There are patients who are healthy. They've turned age 50, and they don't have any significant medical problems. And what we're able to do is streamline the process of undergoing a colonoscopy. We have a dedicated nurse, Ms. Suzanne Noller, who actually will receive a referral from the primary care physician for that patient, and we'll reach out to that patient, discuss the procedure, review their medical history, of course, just to double check, check, and we'll discuss with them the colonoscopy process as well as the prep involved, and I will actually meet them at the day of their colonoscopy. And what's good about this is that this way a patient doesn't have to waste an office visit, take time off from work, and they can just go directly to the procedure. And it works out very well in streamlining the process so that the procedure can be done quicker for that patient. So there's not a delay. You see the patient as a consult, and the next thing is you may not see that patient for a colonoscopy for another 2 months. This way, we'll actually plug them into the system. We have an excellent system here at Huntington Medical Center through our practice, advanced gastroenterology and nutrition, and it's working marvelously with all our primary care practices.
Now, is that only for colonostomy, or is that for any other illness that you have?
Right now, we're doing it for colonoscopy. Okay. We haven't started that for upper endoscopy. Certainly, I just want to emphasize these are for healthy patients. Anybody who perhaps may be on blood thinners, as discussed, or has obstructive sleep apnea, or any other cardio or pulmonary conditions, we'd certainly like to see them first and review their medical history before we proceed with the colonoscopy. We prefer
that would make sense
to these
healthy
patients. It can include patients even who have a family history of colon cancer and perhaps may need to start at age 40, and that also can be done as well too.
Okay. Yeah, I know they tested me for sleep apnea when I was going through it, and I don't have it, so I passed the test.
Good.
The upper body.
The upper endoscopy, the esophagogastroduodenoscopy.
Right. What happens if someone has that? I mean, what is the procedure? What are the signs that they may...
Well, certainly if anyone has had long-standing heartburn, one of the concerns is if someone has had long-standing heartburn who presents with a condition called dysphagia where they may feel food is sticking in the chest, that may represent a peptic stricture or an ulcerative esophagitis, Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancerous condition where the lining of the lower esophagus separates off and a new lining called intestinal metaplasia comes in, and that can be a precancerous condition that needs to have follow-up endoscopies performed and be treated aggressively. Patients may end up presenting with difficulty swallowing and may have a tumor already present as well. So those would be conditions for an upper endoscopy. Abdominal pain, weight loss, early satiety, those may be signs of a peptic ulcer or a gastric or stomach malignancy.
Right.
So we have an excellent tool to diagnose and to treat. If someone has a stricture, we could go in and dilate. If someone has a growth there, we could place a stent. So it's very important.
Right, and it's actually what you're talking about is actually operating then pretty much. Is that not true?
Well, we're going through the natural orifice of through the mouth, so this way at least the patient is able to return, just come in the morning with really nothing after midnight, and we saw an intravenous line, and with the help of our wonderful anesthesiologist at Huntington Medical Center, through a bite block, we pass a flexible tube with a light at one end and a piece at the other end, and we can diagnose and treat, and certainly, treat the medical conditions of that patient and get them on the road to recovery.
Well, that's wonderful, really, when you stop and think about it, because I'm sure that the processes have become better over the years, obviously, you know.
Oh, the equipment is outstanding.
That, to
the
medical center today as opposed to what they were 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Even from when I trained.
And then, you know, it's just nice to know that, you know, if you're in this area that you have this, you know, that it's available to you at the hospital. And, you know, I think that's pretty awesome.
No, thank you. Yeah. You don't have to leave the area. You can get top-notch medical gastroenterology care.
Right.
Right here in Flemington.
Right.
As well.
Right. What is colorectal cancer? That like I had?
Well, what happens is colorectal cancer. What happens as we get older? The colonic epithelium mutates, and there's certain genes that are sort of turned on that promote its growth. And what happens is these precancerous or adenomas polyps continue to grow, and then they can transform to cancer and invade the colonic wall, where certainly it could threaten the life of a patient.
Mm, okay.
And doing these screening colonoscopies, you know, starting at age 50, certainly earlier if someone has a family history of colon cancer or polyps, certainly removing these adenomatous polyps can potentially prevent the colon cancer, because it takes approximately 10 years for an adenomatous polyp to develop into colon cancer.
Wow.
And sometimes, surprisingly, patients have come into me. They're totally asymptomatic. You feel healthy. You're 50 or, you know, older, 50, you know, today, right. You know. You know, people are feeling much better, and it turns out you have colon cancer and wasn't even aware of it. I've diagnosed that on several occasions. That's what's scary. But what's good about it is we've made it at an earlier stage so that the treatment and the prognosis is much better for that patient. It really saves lives, and we're seeing the incidence of colon cancer go down in this country because we're doing these colonoscopies for colorectal cancer screening.
I lost a good friend of mine to colon cancer and didn't even know he had it until they found that it was too late, you know. And and I'm thinking, you know, after I was saying to my wife, I says, you know, he didn't have any feeling about it. He didn't know that was there. And, you know, I don't know, but, you know.
I mean, sometimes, you know, it's different where the colon cancer is situated. If it's on the left side of the colon, then usually you see a lot of, you can see rectal bleeding and change in bowel habits, maybe new onset of diarrhea or constipation. Right. When it's on the right side of the colon, what happens is you tend to see a lot of iron deficiency anemia. You don't see those type of change in bowel habits. So it's very important to be attuned to what kind of symptoms can develop from colon cancers from various sections of the colon.
Right.
Since, you know, it goes all, you know, we have several feet of colon
to
traverse.
Right. Right. Now, does someone need a primary care physician's recommendation to see you, or can they just call? Or
I mean, certainly, I always feel that someone at that age certainly should have a primary care physician to go over their medical history, because people are walking around don't realize they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and they may have underlying cardiovascular disease.
I've got all of the above. So.
Or COPD, and, you know, they may think they're healthy, but the truth of the matter is they're just kind of tottering along. So I would prefer it. I mean, someone like that, we prefer they see a primary care physician. But certainly, you know, our office is open, and we can discuss it and make a referral to, you know, one of many terrific primary care physicians we have in the Huntington
Medical
Community.
I've been going to mine for quite a few years, so many years, actually. Dr. Vandenberg, actually.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yeah, I've known him since God knows, you know. Pardon me. In fact, when Dr. Coates gave up his, I used to see Dr. Coates, and when he gave up his practice, just before he did, Vandenberg joined his practice there. And I went to him when Dr. Coates stopped and then followed him around. He's over, you know, in Clinton now, so I followed Vandenberg around. And I see Dr. Coates at the hospital all the time. He always says hi. I always say hi, you know. So,
and that's an excellent primary care. There are excellent groups here in various areas, various communities here
right.
in, you know,
I just didn't feel like going to somebody else now that I've known Vandenberg so long, you know.
It's good. I mean, comfortable. And
yeah, exactly.
Personable.
And he knows my history and he knows everything I have and, you know, yada, yada. So, in fact, he was the one that told me that my check, you know, getting colonostomy, you know, so it worked out, you know.
And I think it's very important. You know, one of the, you know, the impediments to having a colonoscopy, people are always concerned about the prep. And what has happened is actually, you know, they're concerned about what kind of prep we use when I did my fellowship, which was, you know, 20 years ago. And the concern is, you know, I don't want to drink that. I know somebody who's had that. But today we actually have low volume split dosing preps that actually are much more palatable, much more tolerable, and patients are doing beautifully with it. And they thank me after they've taken this type of prep.
Yeah. No.
So
I know the ones back then.
Back then, it was just, you know, the 4 liter, which was very effective.
Yeah.
You know, but taste wise, it lacks. And it's not, you know, thank God, it's not chemotherapy, but some people just have a natural aversion to it. So we have choices, and a lot of the insurance companies are covering it.
Mm-hmm.
So patients, it gets them through the prep, especially if they've had a history of POPs and are a little squeamish about having a second another surveillance colonoscopy. But we do have these latest generation of preps that are outstanding, give us the best possible clean out so that we could actually detect these polyps. Because we talk about polyps being sort of bumps and growths, but actually they can be flat and they can just infiltrate the mucosa of the colon. They seem to be particularly on the right colon, so it's very important to have a good preparation for your colonoscopy so you don't miss anything.
Right, right. And you're right. It is. You don't want to miss anything, you know. Now, you had mentioned diet before. How can I say this? If someone's diet, can someone's diet be a risk for having problems?
You know what? Our feeling is that these type of, processed and red meats, certainly smoking, alcohol, being obese, we feel, you know, it's been demonstrated to have an increased carcinogenic risk in the GI tract, you know, because cells are always, you know, turning over and these carcinogens are developing. And as we get older, we're not as good as eliminating these carcinogens, and they're starting to cause mutations in our colonic epithelium. And the feeling is if we adopt a healthier diet with more poultry, fish, legumes, whole grains, you know, low-fat dairy, that actually that helps reduce the risk of developing colorectal cancer. So on a patient's, you know, on a patient's, you know, their control, or they have some control over what's developing. Certainly, of course, it doesn't eliminate having another colonoscopy.
No.
To make sure that no further polyps are. But you're doing something that's been demonstrated on several studies to actually have reduced the incidence of polyps and colorectal cancer.
Can you have red meat once in a while?
Certainly.
Yeah,
it's just like, limited. Yeah. Half a serving.
Yeah. It's funny. We had a nutritionist on at a medical center show about a month or so ago, and she was telling me everything that people should eat. And I'm saying, the only thing you said on there that I would eat would be chicken and fish. You know, I says everything else I don't like. You know, she says, well, in small portions then, you know, but it's just, you know, you get used to eating, you know, in a certain way.
Sure.
And you don't think, oh, this is unhealthy. You know, you just think, hey, I like steak and I like hamburgers and I like this, that, or the other, you know, French fries and fried this and fried that, you know, and you don't think that as you get older, this is affecting your health. You know, my wife tries to, she's lower the portions and, you know, all that, and which is good, you know.
Yeah, because that's sort of like the diet we see in the Western Hemisphere, this high-fat diet. And actually, when they compared, we have a higher risk of, you know, colon cancer here. And they've discovered, you know, they must have found people, let's say, from Asia and Africa who move here, start adopting the same diet we have. Their risk of colorectal cancer goes up because typically in Africa and in Asia, they have a much lower risk of colorectal cancer. And a lot of it is felt because their diet doesn't have a lot of red meat and processed foods as well associated. And also they have a much higher natural fiber intake than we do, and we feel the fiber is also very important in sort of soaking up those carcinogens, working as an antioxidant to reduce the alterations in the colonic epithelium that leads to these adenomas and eventually to colon cancer.
Right, right. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the 100 Medical Center's Hour. We'll be right back in just a couple seconds.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. We are very privileged to have with us today Dr. Howard Garson. Hey, I said it right twice. Boy, I'm getting better at this. And Dr. Garson is from the Advanced Gastroenterology. Did I say it right?
Enterology,
gastroenterology. Okay, well, if you're going to have a colon exam, you go to the doctor here. And it's also nutrition. We didn't talk about your Saturday group. Would you like to mention that?
Thank you, Larry. Certainly, one of the unique aspects of our group is that we offer Saturday endoscopy hours. We're doing it twice a month, and we're very sensitive to families, understanding work schedules, and we actually place a block. We have Saturday morning in our endoscopy unit over at Hunterdon Medical Center, and we could actually, if you know, offer those procedures then. And I think it's a great advantage and benefit for our patients. People don't have to take time off from work. Mm-hmm. They don't have to worry about getting a ride because at this point, both family, you know, both spouses are home or a friend is available. And I find it's a very, it's very popular, and I think it's going to continue to grow to be able to offer, you know, to have Saturday hours. I think it's a great benefit for the community to be able to offer those services on a Saturday.
Now, the service that you offer on Saturday, is it the same as what you offer during the week?
Yes, we do offer upper endoscopies and colonoscopies as well, too, and it's a very smooth operation. The endoscopy suite has lovely nurses and technicians that are top-notch, and actually the whole experience is extremely satisfying for the patient. Everyone is very thrilled with Saturday hours.
Good. Yeah, that's awesome. Who is involved with your practice?
My colleagues in the practice is Dr. Jeffrey Harford, who's been practicing in the Flemington area for greater than 20 years and is a tremendous asset to the group. We have two additions to the group, Dr. Sandy Barkover, who's a pancreatic biliary specialist who performs endoscopic ultrasound and ERCP for those particular cases that require his skills, and Dr. Jim Lim, who's a recent graduate of Robert Wood Johnson's gastroenterology fellowship program, who also provides us with who also practices the wide gamut of gastroenterological conditions that we take care of here as well, too. Also, I want to mention that we also offer evening hours. So certainly if someone has difficulty with schedule, getting back home with crazy New Jersey traffic, we have evening hours till 8 o'clock in, on some evenings. So certainly we can accommodate their schedules as well.
Okay. If someone wanted to reach out to you, how would they go about that? Would it Facebook or telephone? Or
we do our telephone number. We're located in the doctor's medical office building next to Huntington Medical Center at 1100 Westcott Drive. We're on suite 304. Our phone number is 908-788-4022. We open from 8:30 to 5 o'clock each day. There is always a physician on call as well, too. So we're always available for our patients.
All right. And basically, your hours are from what? In the morning till
8:30 till 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Monday through Friday,
and then Saturday is.
And we have evening hours as well too, till 7:30 on some nights, and Saturdays we're offering two endoscopy sessions on two Saturdays a month, but that may increase as we see the demand grow in the community for it.
And what is that? What times does Saturday start?
Saturdays we start at 8 o'clock. So patients typically will arrive about 7:15 at the admitting office, do the necessary paperwork, and the first case begins 8, and our last case usually starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So we could certainly do, you know, help out our patients, and certainly it will certainly accommodate their work schedules, and I think it's been a terrific success.
And the phone number was 908-788-4022?
Yes.
All right. We'll say that again just before we leave so everybody gets it. I would assume that you're on the Huntington Medical Center's Facebook page too, correct?
I think we do have, yes.
Yeah, that they would click on that or something to get to you.
Yes, and I think actually Dr. Barkover is actually going to be taking questions tomorrow on the Huntington Medical Center's Facebook page regarding colorectal cancer screening. This month, March, is colorectal cancer screening month. So we're getting the word out. One of the things that the American Cancer Society wants to do is to have 80% of the patients screened by 2018. That's our goal. Right now, we're kind of around 55%, and we're trying to get over those hurdles, whether it be about the prep and any discomfort, because patients are very comfortable during the procedure. We have better preps today. We have anesthesia, which provides sedation, so that patients are extremely comfortable and actually wake up thinking that when, you know, is the procedure over with, right? So it's a very comfortable experience, and it's life-saving.
I know the first time I had it done, doctor says, you want to stay awake? And what? No, I don't want to see it. He says, you can watch it. No, I don't want to watch it. No, no, no. You know, but so they put me under, you know, but it's just some people don't mind, you know.
Yeah.
It's some people have like, what do they call it? Like a partial thing where they may be numb from the waist down or something or, you know, whatever. But me, no, I don't want to see it, you know.
Now, we use the anesthesiologist at Huntington Medical Center, and they use a medication called propofol or Diprovan, and it actually gives you it gives the patient the sedation so that they're comfortable while I do the procedure. And what's great about the medication is that actually it's very short-lived. A lot of the times the patients are actually waking up as we're wheeling them out of the room. So they feel quite good. Of course, they're not allowed to drive because
reflexes are not there.
And that's not a, but however, they're feeling comfortable and, you know, and feel great afterwards. So
I know when they inserted the seeds into me, I was awake. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a thing in my spine, shot in my spine and numbed me from the waist down. Yeah. And the nurses were talking to me and the whole time, and I almost didn't even realize that I was done, you know, but it was interesting. In fact, the doctor who did it, he was in Princeton. Is now, I understand, also up here, you know, so in the medical center. So, but no, it's, I think that most people, like you said, the prep, I think, is the most biggest barrier maybe for people having it done.
Well, yeah, that's true, and that the original prep was, unfortunately, what you had to use. But what's great today is they're low volume. I use a prep. It's called SuPrep. And pretty much you drink, it's actually a 6-ounce drink that you dilute into 16 ounces. You do that the night before the procedure. You do that a couple hours the day of the procedure, and actually gives you the cleanest prep. And the reason I do that is because actually the colon's only clean for about 6 hours after you finish the prep. After that, intestinal secretions, it's called chyme and mucin, start coming in and can obscure mucosal details. So I feel that prep really delivers and gives me the best possible prep, because my patients, they go out to do, they deal with the prep, they go through the ordeal of following the diet, and actually I let the following the diet, and I want them to have the best possible prep so that nothing is missed.
Sure.
And that, you know, everything is any polyps that could be detected are removed, and that they, you know, and that they're very, you know, happy with the experience as well too.
Right, right.
And also people are allowed to eat somewhat also the day before the procedure. So it's not this whole starvation where you're on clear liquids. I allow them to have, you know, 4 eggs, I allow them to have 2 yogurts. So they have some, you know, substance them. And then the rest of the day, as I mentioned, the prep is becoming easier and easier. It's more palatable as well, too, and it delivers, and you get the clean out. And that's the whole important thing, is to have the best, you know, the best possible prep so that nothing is missed.
Yeah, way back when, you got to stop eating, they told me the first time at 12 o'clock the day before. Yeah. You know? And I was like, God, really? You know? But now, it, you know, everything has come a long way, you know, over the years, and I think it's awesome. I really do.
And I'm glad the companies have, you know, recognized that the pharmaceuticals, and that it's been an impediment that certain people can't tolerate the old-fashioned prep, and now using the newer preps. And I have a feeling we're going to be seeing newer ones. I see them in my journals.
Mm-hmm.
That actually, you know, I think that allays a lot of patients' fears about having the colonoscopy, because they're afraid they're going to have to drink some foul stuff that may make them vomit and may not provide them with a good prep. And if they come in and the prep's not good, then we have to reschedule. I find, you know, overall, my patients are tolerating their prep better than 98% of the time.
That's right.
And
that's awesome.
And it's extremely effective, and I'm very pleased. And I don't need to reschedule a patient for a procedure as long as they are able to tolerate the prep I prescribed for them.
That's awesome. You know, in the last 2 minutes, is there anything that you'd like that we haven't touched that you'd like to touch on?
I think, once again, I just want to, you know, emphasize that we have a direct access program here at Advanced Gastroenterology and Nutrition. Once again, it's a streamlined approach for our patients. Your primary care physician will discuss a colonoscopy, since they're very aware, of course, of colorectal cancer screening, because colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in this country. And they'll forward the referral to our nurse, Ms. Suzanne Noller, who will contact them, make the process as painless as possible, discuss the prep with them, and hasten the procedure so that it's done in a reasonable amount of time, rather than wasting time going to the office and then having to see the doctor and then having to reschedule at that point. Also, the Saturday hours, I think, has been a tremendous addition to our practice and to our community.
People don't have to take off work.
They don't have to take off work, and they're able to get a ride, and it works out marvelously for them.
Right.
And I find it's a program that is becoming much, much more popular, and we're probably going to need to
expand it
on Saturdays. I also want to plug, I don't know if any patients, we also opened up a besides having office here in Flemington, we also have an office in Clinton as well at the health campus off of Route 31. We've recently opened up a office in Bridgewater. There is a new surgery center that is going up on Route 22 and that we wanted to accommodate some of those new patients in the Somerset County area, whether it be, you know, surrounding communities, Branchburg, Reddington.
White House.
Some new primary care physicians who are working in the Bridgewater area, and we're very excited to receive your referrals there.
Where in Clinton?
We're on Route 31 where we see Dr. Vandenberg.
Oh,
we're on the first floor,
Past
the gym.
Okay.
In the endocrinology
department. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, know where it is now.
Yeah. So we're there. We service that office. I go there. Dr. Harford goes there. Dr. Lim and Dr. Barger. Yes, we're there 4 out of 5 days of the week there. So if that is convenient to the surrounding community, certainly make an appointment there.
Okay.
It's a lovely facility.
Yeah. No. Dr. Garson, I can't thank you enough for coming, taking the time. I know you were supposed to be here last week and you were ill, and thank you for not infecting me.
I was recovering from the flu.
Yeah, well, I had that.
I wanted to come off clearly.
Yeah, no, I understand. I had that too.
That.
So, it is definitely going around. If anybody wants to make an appointment or reach out and get more information, 908-788-4022.
Yes.
That's 788-4022-908. Thank you again, Doctor. We do appreciate it. And we'll be here same time, same station next week. And don't forget, your health matters. So if you have a problem, call the doctor.
Thank you for having me as a guest, Larry.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it very much.
See you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are